Defending Liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire. We will not falter. And we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, June 9th, 2016. It's Thursday. It's Thursday. One more day to go, and then we're right there at the weekend. We're coming to you, as always, from the RWB Network studios in New York, a nice sunny, bright, kind of cool New York. And, of course, we're live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I woke up this morning, and all of a sudden, I found out overnight they painted the streets in Times Square. They painted the streets. Now, a lot of Times Square has been cornered off to cars for a long time. It's all pedestrian traffic. And in Times Square, they have these, like, characters. They're not officially licensed by Disney or anything like that. But they have, like, Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and SpongeBob. They're panhandlers. That's essentially what they are. And they have, like, the naked cowboy and these topless women. All this stuff. Now they have areas that they can only be in. Because they used to harass people and, like, pick up their kids, look for pictures, hand out, put out a bag for tips after the picture was taken. Now there's certain areas they can be in, and there's actually an express walking lane now in Times Square, where if you don't want to be bothered by tourists, you can walk right through Times Square. There's a pink zone, a blue zone, and a green zone. Green is the chill zone, they said. No characters in the green zone. Pink is the express lane. Why they chose pink, I have no idea. And blue, these little tiny boxes, now painted. These blue boxes are where these unsanctioned characters can hang out. So if you go to Times Square, I'd avoid the blue boxes. They're kind of annoying. They're pretty annoying. All right, let's get into today's headlines. A lot to get to today. President Obama and Bernie Sanders meet at the White House to discuss party unity. Well, effectively making this the first time two Democrats have ever cared about someone other than themselves. Also, while rumors swirl about who Donald Trump will pick as his VP, we used our powers of deductive reasoning, along with the help of a magic eight ball, to figure out who the lucky person will be. And the Huffington Post hits a new low by encouraging violence at Donald Trump rallies. We have all that, plus the Associated Press starting to get a taste of their own medicine, and Washington, D.C. appears to be on the brink. They just approved $15 an hour minimum wage, and they are going down the toilet. We have all that, plus we'll pull out a gem from the Rhino mailbag, as we usually do, and we'll answer that question live on air. But first, let's do the same thing we always do, kick the show off with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Go over and check out rhinoreport.com. You gotta read this article, What is the Phoenix? It's a really, really good read, and we have another one coming from Tina, I think today or tomorrow, and she's always upping the ante, so that'll be a good one too. And don't be scared to follow me on Twitter. Some people are scared to do it. You can go ahead and do it. I think it's okay. I'll follow you back most of the time. My Twitter name there is at Rhino on Air, R-Y-N-O on Air. If you want your question answered, maybe in the Rhino mailbag segment, you can go to hashtag AskRhino or just email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. Don't forget to check out all your favorite old episodes, Clinton Laundromat, Go Home to Mommy, The Real Electoral Map, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, iHeartRadio, all over the place. All over the place. Don't get left behind because we're going 100 miles an hour here. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
This report is brought to you by Alcon. In the kitchen, vision is everything. It ensures food is cooked properly, knives are sharpened with precision, and ingredients are measured with accuracy. For the past 25 years, Chef Jeffrey Zakarian has presided over some of the country's top restaurants. Like other chefs, wearing glasses while cooking began to affect his performance. So he looked for an alternative option. With Alcon Daily's Total One contact lenses, he found a reliable and comfortable solution.
A kitchen can be an obstacle course. It's critical I clearly see everything that's happening around me. If my glasses fog up or get in the way, or my contact lenses are uncomfortable, it can impact my performance. The water gradient technology and the Daily's Total One contact lenses deliver all-day comfort, helping me perform at my best in the kitchen and throughout the day. Sometimes I even forget I'm wearing them.
The unique water gradient technology behind Daily's Total One contact lenses provides a cushion of moisture that delivers all-day comfort. For more information, visit dailystotalone.com.
All right, welcome back to the Rhino Report. Quick little break there, and now we're off and running. So yesterday here on Long Island, they arrested somebody that the media had dubbed the Donut Robber. The Donut Robber. This guy robbed like 25 Dunkin' Donuts and 7-Elevens and ice cream shops here on Long Island and into Queens a little bit, because Long Island borders Queens. He expanded his reach. His name was Khalif House. And you know how they caught him? They caught him because after he robbed one of these places, he was taking a nap on someone's couch. He broke into their house and he took a nap on their couch. That's the homeowner woke up. They saw him laying there. They chased him out of the house. The cops are called. He's caught. Now, the Donut Robber, he hit up a lot of Dunkin' Donuts. You would have thought this would not have been an easy target. I mean, there's police all over these places. All over them. But he chose Dunkin' Donuts. This has been going on for like 4 or 5 months. They had the Nassau County Police Department. They had the New York City Police Department. They had the U.S. Marshals, the FBI, the Suffolk County Police Department. They couldn't catch this guy. He just walked into these places with a knife. He had a mask on. And he demanded some money. I guess he was trying to feed his heroin addiction. Now, heroin addiction here on Long Island is at unprecedented levels. Unprecedented. We've never had this kind of problem here before, just in the last 10 years or so. In fact, all of our cops are armed with that NICAM, whatever that is, that stuff that they... is it NICAM? Is that the cold medicine? I don't know. Whatever it's called. That stuff that they give the people who OD on heroin. Yeah, so it's a big problem. But I guess the cops aren't hanging out at Dunkin' Donuts as much as I thought they were, because this he hit up so many of them, it would have been hard not to run into one. All right, let's talk about Bernie and Obama. So they had this meeting today. Bernie entered the meeting at about 11:30 this morning, Eastern Time. About an hour or so later, he emerges. He makes a statement. Everyone thinks this is it. We're suspending the campaign because we know he's laying off 50 or 75% of his campaign workers. But no, that's not the case. He comes out, says he is in this. He's going to be in the D.C. primary, which is next week, the final primary. He actually used this little speech to advocate for a statehood for Washington, D.C. That would be a terrible state. Absolutely terrible. There aren't many places, not to go off on a tangent, but there aren't many places in this country that really want statehood that could actually support it. Jefferson up in Northern California would be tough. West Maryland would be tough. I have said for a long time, Long Island would be the best state. We would have, this would be the richest state in the country. We could pave our streets with gold, or at least pave or fill the potholes. But it won't happen here for some reason. People here are a little too apathetic to take on causes like that that actually have meaning. But I digress. So he's not dropping out. Not dropping out, he said he will help with Hillary and they'll do this together. You know, it didn't sound like he got a VP promise here. It's not really what it sounded like. It just sounded like he's not going to play ball. That's what it sounded like. And then we learned just a few minutes ago that Barack Obama is now going to be officially endorsing Hillary Clinton. There should be a video coming out if it's not out already. It'll be out in just a couple of minutes. A video endorsement. This president loves his videos. YouTube videos. Videos that cause riots in Benghazi. You know, all these videos. That's not so far-fetched. It's not big news that he's endorsing Hillary. Let's be honest. He would have endorsed Hillary had she not won the primaries anyway. There was no way he would have endorsed Bernie. Never would have happened. That would have been bigger news. Much, much bigger. a lot of people were trying to figure out, what are they going to talk about in this meeting today? Like, to be a fly on the wall in the White House or in the Oval Office, wherever they met, the kitchen, who knows, the sauna, the bowling alley, wherever they met, what were they talking about? Well, a lot of people had suggested that this was Barack Obama's attempt to try to convince Bernie to, well, you know, bow out of this thing and it's over and, you know, go back, swill some Geritol and call it a day. Nah, I don't know that Obama really holds the cards here, though. Really, I think Bernie holds most of the cards, right? So a lot of people were thinking that Bernie was going to ask that Debbie Wasserman Schultz be replaced at the head of the DNC. I can talk. This is apparently a big issue for Bernie and his supporters, the ones who are halfway knowledgeable about what's going on with his campaign. They've been at odds for months. This has been ever since the DNC took away Bernie's voter registration information. I think it was just prior to Iowa or New Hampshire. They said someone in his camp hacked into Hillary's stuff. You remember that? It was all over the place. The thing is, Debbie Wasserman Schultz has been entangled with the Clintons for a lot of years. A lot of years. And Bernie's supporters have a pretty large amount of disdain for her. Pretty large amount. And Hillary needs these supporters. There's no doubt about it. Otherwise, she's toast. Absolute toast. I don't think, however, that Bernie's supporters really figured out that this primary was rigged until Bernie started saying it. And then they go, oh, yeah, it's rigged, it's rigged. We don't like Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She should go away. The whole thing is rigged. But really, for the most part, Bernie supporters are, well, they're kind of followers. They're not really leaders. They're looking for a leader, someone that's going to champion their cause. See, conservative patriots, well, are really the exact opposite. We feel our leaders should be there just in case we need them. We're the leaders of our own domain. We just kind of want them in the background. They're kind of like the muscle standing behind you just in case you need them. We can fight our own battles. We can. These Bernie people, they're looking for someone to fight for them. And if you listen to the rhetoric but with Hillary too, it's the same thing. They always say, we're going to fight for you. We're going to fight for you. Guess what? I don't want someone to fight for me. I can fight for myself. I just want you to be there in case I fall too hard. If I fall a little bit, let me go. I'll get myself back up again. I don't want government to fight for me. That's not what this is about. Well, whether Bernie knows it or not, and who knows, maybe he knows it, he does hold all the cards here for the Democrats in general. That's one reason why I don't buy the story that he requested this meeting with Obama. I think Obama requested it. I think Obama sees his backs against the wall a little bit. Bernie and his supporters, they're really a ticking time bomb for the Democrat Party. And this was the party's way. This was Obama's way to try and defuse that bomb. Bernie doesn't have to worry about re-election. He's as popular as oxygen in Vermont. He will always get re-elected there, so long as we don't have term limits. He'll always get re-elected. He'll be 185 years old and still get re-elected there. The Democrats really have nothing to offer him. There's nothing that he needs from them. He has all the cards. The only thing he wants is to push his agenda, and he knows by putting it just on the party platform, it won't mean bupkis, because no one reads that stuff, let alone adhere to it. So is he using his clout to get rid of Wasserman Schultz, and is that a good use of his clout? I believe she's gone anyway. It's only a matter of time before her swan song. Whether it's before the convention, after the convention, before the election, after the election, it's only a matter of time. If you could have anything in the world, what would it be? Think about that. We'll be back here on the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
People just can't get enough of Girls Night Out.
Hilarious, entertaining, it was amazing. We loved it.
A musical comedy at the Showroom at South Point.
We had so much fun because we could get up and dance and sing ourselves and go to the...
You'll be rolling in your seats June 10th to the 12th. Tickets at the box office. Online at SouthPointCasino.com or charge by phone. 702-797-8055. Girls Night Out, a rollicking musical comedy at the South Point.
We loved it.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, so imagine you could ask for anything you want. You have enough clout to arrange a meeting with the President of the United States, and you hold a lot of cards in your hand. What would you ask for? What would Bernie ask for? Well, everyone's saying maybe he's asking for the replacement of Debbie Wasserman Schultz at the head of the DNC. You know what? I'm not sure if that's really enough for his supporters to all of a sudden go, oh, okay, we got something. Let's support Hillary. I don't think that's enough. To be fair, I don't think 90% of his supporters know who Debbie Wasserman Schultz is to begin with. They may have just recently learned the name, but I don't think they're really that aware of just how entangled she is with the Clintons and for how long, and for how long this has been rigged. Even going back as far as before Iowa, where like 500 superdelegates had already pledged support to someone who hasn't even had a vote cast in their favor yet. So I'm not entirely sure that that's what I would ask for. That's just me. The only thing that will ultimately appease his supporters is either A, get him on the ticket with Hillary, which she'll never let happen. She may be told she has to do it, but she doesn't want that. Bernie, as dull as he is and dusty as he is, he'll still outshine Hillary. That's how terrible the candidate she is, how robotic, how hard to listen to, hard to watch, hard to everything. He'll still outshine her. He'll get more people at his rallies than she will at hers. That's a problem, too. In terms of optics, huge problem, huge. All right, so what else would appease the Bernie voter into staying on the Democrat side of things? Because a lot of them, remember, a lot of them are registered independent. They're not locks to vote Democrat, not by any stretch of the imagination. Maybe if the FBI recommends this indictment and she gets ushered out and Bernie is propped up, well, that would be a good step for them, right? They'd love that. It would show out with the corruption, which Bernie has railed against, right, for 6, 7, 8 months now. All this corruption doesn't really mention Clinton when it comes to corruption. He's stayed away from attacking her for the most part, wouldn't talk about her emails, doesn't talk about all of her scandals. That would have been a big thing. That's why I've said before, I don't think he really wanted to win. But maybe if they would put him up there on the ticket, that might appease some of the voters. The Democrats have a rabid base on their hands. And if they don't know how to keep it happy, they will quickly suffer the consequences. Don't believe me? Just ask Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, John Kasich, Eric Cantor. These names ring a bell? Look what happens when you enrage your base. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she says that, well, she has the president's support until January 21st of next year. I wouldn't count on that. I wouldn't. These people, they lie all the time. Democrats, they lie. It's what they do best. There are rumors that Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii could be the replacement for Wasserman Schultz. Representative Gabbard, she's a big-time Bernie supporter. She's even said he should stay in the race and he shouldn't drop out and keep the fight going to the convention. I don't know. But Bernie didn't really, he didn't play ball today. And, you know, part of me expected him to play ball and say, all right, well, we fought the good fight. And part of me said, well, I don't, it's Bernie, right? This is the cycle. Has anyone done anything expected yet? So he marches on, even though the president has, will, whatever, endorse Hillary Clinton. I don't know that the president's endorsement means all that much yet. He's doing okay in the approval numbers the last week or so, and that's because he's above the fray when it comes to Hillary and Donald. This usually happens. Even George W. Bush saw a bump in his approval numbers in 2008 during the 2008 presidential campaign. So don't be fooled by those kind of numbers. But I don't know. I'm not sure the president's endorsement means really a whole hill of beans yet, but I guess we'll soon find that out. He has a whole machine around him, the campaign machine. He loves campaigning. That's what he does. He doesn't do anything else. I guess he likes campaigning every 4 years. All right. Let's see. Oh, we have the AP. We got to talk about the AP. The AP is getting a taste of their own medicine, and they don't like it. They don't like how it tastes. These Bernie supporters, they're starting to point their ire at the Associated Press. And this all has to do with them releasing this delegate count just hours before voting began in California, effectively stifling a lot of votes by saying Hillary had already won the nomination. And the AP, they're catching some flack. The reporters are catching flack. Everyone's catching flack there. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We'll talk about maybe we figured out who Trump's vice president might be. Really want to get into that. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company. And you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water, too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
As we are all aware, restaurants and celebrity chefs come and go. But one restaurant is constant, El Cholo. Hi, this is Larry Elder. Since 1923, the original El Cholo on Western Avenue and those in La Habra, Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Anaheim Hills, and the latest Corona Del Mar have served millions of loyal fans and multiple generations. If you've dined there, you know the reason why. It's those fresh green corn tamales, Carmen's historic nachos, the margaritas, and so much more. Treat yourself and dine at a restaurant you really want to go to, not one where you're supposed to go to. El Cholo. I know I do.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. The last time we spoke, we were talking about the Associated Press and how they're catching a little bit of flack here from Bernie supporters. They're getting, their reporters are receiving all sorts of threatening phone calls and emails and social media posts, and this is all in response to the AP releasing that Hillary Clinton had the 2383 she needed delegate-wise less than 24 hours before voting began in California, essentially just suffocating the vote, cutting it off altogether, saying she won, and then people get the impression, well, why go out and vote if she already won? These supporters are not happy. You know, the DNC has even stated in the past that superdelegate headcounts should not be done until the convention. Well, that was until Hillary started running. And, of course, Debbie Wasserman Schmutz in her back pocket, right? Well, the vast majority of supers really backed Hillary before votes were even cast in Iowa. Vast majority. The vast left-wing majority. Maybe we'll call that. How's that sound? You would think that this would force the DNC to change their process, but they're not interested in returning power to the people. Their whole party stance is to centralize power. So don't expect any big changes, even if promised. Even if they promise, they won't change it. This is the way they like it. They like being able to say, nope, 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 the people were wrong. We gave them a chance, but they were wrong, so we'll pick for you. They love doing that. I mean, 712 superdelegates, that's a lot. That's an awful lot. Anyway, Danny Spriggs, the VP of Associated Press Global Security, says It's always good to practice situational awareness around AP bureaus and offices. He says this. This is a statement from him to his reporters. Just watch your back, essentially, is what he's saying. Watch your back. You know, if Barack Hussein Obama and Bernie and the rest of the Democrat Party, if they can't woo these radical supporters, Hillary rallies will not escape their fury. They just won't. But that will be the point. That'll be the point that you see House Resolution 347 enforced, right? H.R. 347 that says you cannot commit a violent act, or if you're removed from the premises of an area where a Secret Service covered individual is at, you'll be arrested. You could serve between 1 and 10 years in prison if you, if you break that rule. Now, that's where you'll see it be enforced. It won't be enforced at Trump rallies. No, because he's fiery and he's radical and. Yeah, so. All right, speaking of incredible news sources, since we're talking about the AP, let's talk about the Huffington Post for a minute here. They have an opinion writer named Jesse Bennett. Now, first of all, one of the things I always say is never trust someone with two first names, and Jesse Bennett, well, that fits that pretty well there. He wrote an op-ed in the Huffington Post encouraging violent protests at Donald Trump events. Yeah. He says, violent resistance matters. Riots can lead to major change. He says, Donald Trump, he represents the U.S.'s version of a 21st century fascist dictator. That's what he says. He calls Trump supporters white supremacists. Yeah. He says Trump supporters are among the most violent people in the United States. This is from op-ed writer Jesse Benn. If you want to let him know your feelings, by all means, his Twitter is at Jesse Benn, JesseBenn. So at Jesse Benn. The worst part about it, everyone can have their opinion. It is what it is. I have mine. People don't like it, and that's fine. But at the bottom of the article, there's an editor's note. All right, this is in the Huffington Post. It says, Donald Trump regularly incites political violence and is a serial liar, rampant xenophobe, racist, misogynist, and birther who has repeatedly pledged to ban all Muslims, 1.6 billion members of an entire race, from entering the U.S. That's the editor's note on the bottom of this so-called news source, the Huffington Post. It's kind of unfortunate people refer to the Huffington Post like it's real news. I mean, it's not. It's 99.9% garbage. We'll leave it there. Maybe 0.1% in there somewhere isn't too bad. But most of us know better. Most of us know to stay away from this stuff. We've seen it before. You have Vox and Salon and Huffington Post. They're all in the tank for not even just Hillary, but for the more leftist agenda, progressive, whatever they want to call it. That's what they're in the tank for. So if you want to let Jesse Benn, I keep wanting to say Jamie Benn, I watch too much hockey. If you want to let Jesse Benn know your thoughts, hit him up on Twitter. All right, let's talk about Washington, D.C. for a few minutes here. We didn't get to it a couple days ago, so I want to talk about it now. Their city council, they just approved a $15 an hour minimum wage. Minimum wage, all right? Now, according to a report from the Employment Policies Institute, half of all employers in Washington, D.C. have either laid off workers or reduced working hours of employees due to the raise in minimum wage already. All right. In 2014, they had an $8.25 an hour minimum wage in Washington, D.C., and currently it's $11.50, and it's going up to $15, as I just mentioned. Listen. Minimum wage, there's nothing good about raising it this much. It should be incremental as it really always has been. You can't raise minimum wage 25-30%. You just can't do it. There's no way a business can absorb that. Can you think of any business that goes 25-30% year over year? It doesn't happen. Especially now. Especially when you have the economy growing at less than 3% a year. How can you expect a small business to grow 30%? The numbers just don't add up. Minimum wage was never meant to be a living wage. It was supposed to help you along, right? It was supposed to help you if you got laid off for a little while. Or maybe if you had to fill the gap, that little stopgap measure. It was meant for high school kids. It was meant for college students. That's who it was meant for. It wasn't meant for long-term employment. Now, their mayor, Mayor Muriel Bowser, she's a Democrat, of course. She was a community organizer. She was a D.C. councilwoman, and now she's the mayor. She has no experience running a private business. None. And actually, in her first year as mayor, there was an increase of homicides in D.C. of 40%. 40. She actually contracted a bunch of homeless shelters to send people to. It just so happens to be owned by campaign donors. So everything is not on the up and up with Mayor Bowser there. She also wants to put body cameras on police officers, but not have those cameras recordings be part of the public record. Watch out for Mayor Bowser. Hang in there, guys. I want to talk about Donald Trump's VP coming up next on the... So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. We were talking about Washington, D.C., and how they just approved a $15 an hour minimum wage. Now, when that happened in San Francisco, there were 200,000 pink slips that went out the very next day. In fact, Oregon now, they had just passed their minimum wage increase incremental up to $15 an hour over the next few years. They anticipate losing 40,000 jobs, and now the Democrat state senate there wants to revisit this. Yeah, go figure. Anyway, here in D.C., well, not here, but there in D.C., their mayor, she was a community organizer, she was a councilwoman, and now she's the mayor. You know, stop me when you hear some business experience. There's none. There's just none there. In fact, part of this bill that raises minimum wage to $15 an hour also fines. There's a fine in this bill for employers that reduce the hours of their current employees to save some money because, of course, they have to pay them more money now, so they reduce the hours. That's how this works. That's why minimum wage raises don't work. Now, you have to pay a fine now if you reduce someone's hours. There are going to be massive layoffs. Massive, massive layoffs. Listen, this is what happens when you get people running cities like this. Look at Detroit. It's not much different. It's Detroit, Chicago, D.C. Very much the same. And, well, if you live in D.C., I feel bad for you because this is going to affect the quality of life there if it hasn't already. If it hasn't already, the worst thing you want to see, the last thing you want to see are small businesses packing up and not necessarily going out of business, but going elsewhere. They go elsewhere where it's more, you know, more beneficial to them, you know. So, all right. Let's spend a few minutes here talking about Donald Trump and who we think his vice presidential pick might be. He's been holding a lot of this very close to the vest, right? He has Carson going out on Fox News and everywhere else saying, oh, maybe it's 6 or 7 people, and then he says maybe it's 4 or 5 people, and no one really gets a straight answer. And yeah, that's how a lot of this stuff works, right? It's like if you watch sports, everything's quiet in the minutes towards the end of the trade deadline. It gets really, really quiet, and all of a sudden you see a flurry of trades. Yeah, everybody holds this stuff real close. They don't want to incite one side of their party or another or get media. So there are reports that he is down to 4 or 5 names. That's what we're hearing. Now, we heard like 6 or 7 before. Now we're down to 4 or 5. One of them is reported to be a former GOP primary challenger, someone that went up against him in the primaries that has not endorsed him yet. All right, so we start doing a little deduction, and we could figure out who maybe we're looking at. There are 2 people on the list who are apparently military officials, but Trump isn't leaning in that direction. He thinks he has national security covered, and he won't need somebody with an extensive military background. So he's also ruling out somebody who has Wall Street experience. Donald Trump feels that he has enough Wall Street experience, and I probably agree with him. He wouldn't want someone. So that's for those of you who think that Carl Icahn, which he keeps saying his name, that's probably not going to happen. Of his former rivals that were in the field of 17, the other 16, people are speculating maybe Governor John Kasich, Governor Chris Christie, or Senator Ted Cruz. We haven't heard Cruz's name pop up in this fashion yet. Really, nobody has even thought about bringing his name up. But Cruz is interesting. It's a very, very interesting, I don't know, twist, if you will. Past reports have said he wants somebody with federal election experience. All right, so out of that group that we just mentioned, that gets rid of Kasich, that gets rid of Chris Christie. That leaves Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has also been, well, pretty quiet. Pretty quiet. He hasn't been out speaking out against Donald Trump like some people in the GOP have. He went to the Kentucky Derby just about a week after he called his campaign quits. And that's really all we've seen of him. He hasn't been making a lot of rounds. Also, Cruz was suspiciously absent, in my opinion, from the Supreme Court nominee list that Donald Trump had released. Suspiciously absent. You would think that that would be a good spot for him. I've made the case before on this show that as a Supreme Court justice, Ted Cruz could do a lot of good. Could Cruz be the guy? I've suggested this before, and I was told I was crazy. I was told I was absolutely off my nut to even suggest this. After they went after each other. They went after, I mean, what was it? It was months of visceral attacks. But the base of the Republican Party vastly outnumbers the GOP establishment at this juncture. Donald Trump and Ted Cruz fractured the base. That's what they did when they went after each other. Could this be the real unity ticket? We heard about the unity ticket pre-Super Tuesday, about a Cruz-Rubio ticket. They called it the unity ticket. But could this really be it? It's like your parents get divorced and they get back together again. You couldn't be happier, right? These are the two that fractured the whole base. I don't know. This is starting to... If you look at it from outside the box, and you look at the parameters the Trump campaign has put on what they're looking for a VP, at least what we know from the press, the mainstream media, who fits better? Who fits better than Ted Cruz in this situation? I don't think it's going to be a governor. I thought for a second, maybe. The question is, would Cruz supporters be okay with this? And I'm sure plenty of them will hit me up on Twitter as soon as the show is over to let me know. If you want to do that, it's @RhinoOnAir. at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. We're going to come back. We're going to finish talking about this, make the case for Ted Cruz, and then we're going to dip into the Rhino mailbag in the final segment. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Try Fry Vineyards, the Mendocino County organic wine with no sulfites added. Fry Wines, America's pioneering organic winery. They were the first to go organic, the first maker of certified biodynamic wines in the United States. At Fry Wines, our emphasis is on producing organic wine of the highest quality while caring for our planet and palate alike. Check out our website at frywine.com and join the Fry Vineyards Wine Club. You'll receive 20% off all orders and much more. Plus, you can check out our internet-only specials. Great biodynamic wines from Redwood Valley in Mendocino County, California. Fry Wines. Go to frywine.com. That's F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E. Fry Wine. F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E.com. Check it out and enjoy great wines at your home tonight.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, welcome back to the final segment of today's show. It's been a quick one. We're talking about Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Are they making amends here? No, it's very, very possible, based on what we've heard the parameters are. That's all I'm basing it on. Maybe it's a little pipe dream, a little wishy for me, but you know, I don't think it's a bad thing altogether either. A Trump-Cruz ticket meets just about every need the GOP has to unify their party. Trump brings in new voters. Cruz brings in the grassroots. Trump shoots from the hip. Cruz is very calculated and metered. Donald Trump is an outsider of the highest degree. Cruz, while he may be outside the establishment, he still has federal election experience. Donald Trump is always accused by Cruz supporters of being too moderate. Well, Cruz is a strong constitutionalist. Donald Trump is always accused of being weak on policy. Ted Cruz would help Donald Trump to redefine and shape his policy. There's a lot of good here. A lot of good. And like I said before, you haven't seen Cruz speaking out against Trump that much. Really, almost not at all. Very, very quiet. Trump-Cruz could be the next Reagan-Bush. Don't laugh. It could happen. This helps Cruz show national leadership. It helps Cruz grow his brand. It would allow Cruz to throw around his weight a little bit more in Congress. It positions Cruz for a 2024 run. and it would keep America conservative, a conservative nation, for almost an entire generation, if done correctly. So shake hands, hug it out, kiss and make up, maybe go on a double date with Melania and Heidi. Whatever has to happen, get it done. Get it done. Because at this point, there would be no better way to unify the base. Do what the Democrats aren't able to do. Be strong, be united, and be powerful. That's what the Democrats can't do. And they won't be able to do it so long as Bernie keeps pulling his shenanigans. Get Cruz on board. Get this done. Get it done. All right. Let's dip into the mailbag quickly here before we end today's show. If you have a question you want answered here on the air, hashtag AskRhino, or email me, rhino@rwbnetwork.com, or go to the website, rhinoreport.com, and fill in the message box there, and we'll see if you're the lucky one. This is from Marie D'Angelo, Cape May, New Jersey. Beautiful area, actually. Rhino, our governor, Chris Christie, has plummeted in approval numbers here in New Jersey, possibly due to his allegiance to Donald Trump. If Trump loses in November, what do you think Governor Christie's next step is? I'm sure he's asking himself the same thing, right? Well, let's not think that way. Let's not think that they're going to lose. Because I think if Trump wins, Christie is probably a shoo-in for Attorney General. I don't see any other way about this. But listen, I agree. His time in New Jersey is over. That's largely because of the liberal state Senate. He's had something like 600 vetoes in the last 7 or 8 years, whatever it's been. They won't let anything through. They won't let him do anything. And the state, New Jersey, your state, unfortunately, continues to go down the toilet. Down the toilet. It's becoming a place people are moving out of at one of the most rapid rates in the whole country. I could possibly see Christie moving to Texas. Too much Ted Cruz talk. I could see Christie going to Texas. He's buddy-buddy with Jerry Jones there, the owner of the Cowboys. I don't know. You think Chris Christie would fit in Texas? Nah, I don't know. I mean, he'd eat well, that's for sure. He would definitely eat well. I don't know. Maybe he'll open up a private law firm in New York City or team up with Rudy Giuliani. Who knows? He has a lot of options. He's not totally unlikable. So thanks for the question, Marie. Keep those questions coming. That's it for today, guys. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad. And a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, have a great day, everybody. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.